politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Aw, yeah, good morning and happy Friday to you. September 18th. Nice fall day out there. We're expecting it. It's WKOK Sunrise. Thank you so much for being here with us. I'm Chris Elio, filling in for the great Mark Lawrence, who's on a little staycation, from what I understand. He's at home just puttering around and hopefully resting and getting his good winks and Z's, as we all should be doing these days. I have Rob Center on the other side of the glass, keeping me on track and making sure that I do the things that I need to do to get information out to you. But this is going to be less information and more about entertainment information, as I have the great movie Mike McGranahan with me. He's going to be on a phone line. He's a professional movie critic, unlike the rest of us who like to fancy ourselves professional movie critics, but we're actually just people who just talk nonsense all the time. But he has his own website, IslSeat.com. He's a staff writer for Ranker, and he does millions of things. You can always find him, and his Twitter account is just fantastic. If you're not following him on Twitter at IslSeat, it's worth a gander, because he's always talking about something that's interesting. He's also his appearance here on WKOK Sunrise is sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. More information on that would be found at campustheater.org. Movie Mike McGranahan, enough talk out of me. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. It's good to be back here with you.
Yes, good to talk to you. Always a pleasure.
Yes, always a good time. So, first things first, before we get into anything too deep here, I hear that you have a review for the newest Jordan Peele production of Antebellum. So, what do we got on that?
Yeah, Antebellum was supposed to be one of this summer's big movies, and because of COVID-19, of course, it got bumped back, and it's instead going to debut on demand today. Now, I'm not going to tell you too much about the plot, because the less you know going in, the better. But Janelle Monáe, of course, who's a popular singer and did such a great job in Hidden Figures a few years ago, she plays two women. One woman is Eden, who is a slave on a plantation in what appears to be right before the Civil War broke out. And then she also plays Veronica, a 21st century author who writes a lot about race and is very outspoken in the media about racial issues. And those two women have a connection. And I don't want to say anything more than that, because I went into this movie not really knowing anything about it and was completely blown away by what the film is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, this movie will divide people. Some people will love it and some people will absolutely hate it. As far as critics go, I'm really in the minority on this one. It's not getting good reviews overall.
Not at all, surprising to me.
Yeah, the reviews are not good. But it was one of those movies, I think there's a lot of substance to it, and I think that the movie, in making its connection between these two women, asks us to look at how far we have and have not come with racism since the days of slavery, and it asks us to imagine what America might become if we don't get things like racism and white supremacy under control. So for me, this is one of the best, most provocative horror movies of 2020. I loved it. It's going to divide people, but for me, I give it 3.5 stars.
Wow. I mean, I got to say, I was kind of expecting... you don't normally fall in line with every other reviewer, so I think that's why I kind of turned to you. It's not just a personal, like, I know this guy type of thing, but you seem to see eye to eye with me in terms of taste. Now I'm a little more interested to see it, because I kind of got discouraged. Jordan Peele, this is his... He didn't direct this movie, though, right? He's the producer on this, correct?
Right, he's just a producer.
So that's a different role. I mean, I don't know all the ins and outs of making a movie, but from what I understand, like, being a producer is a little less of a creative endeavor than being a director, right?
Yeah, a producer tends to be the one who hires everybody or manages the money, make sure that the shooting stays on schedule and on budget, things like that.
So, like, if this was, like, a creative failure, let's say, or across the board, like, even audiences feel that it doesn't hit the mark, you wouldn't hold this against Jordan Peele. Like, it wouldn't, like, be like, well, Get Out is good, but Antebellum, like...
Right, right. He would not be responsible for the creative decisions on the movie.
Right, but it's right in line with what he, you know, he all of his movies seem to have some measure of social commentary on what being, you know, black in America is all about.
Yeah, and I would kind of compare this movie to Get Out. I mean, people may not like it as much as that film, but both are similar in that they use the horror structure to address race in America in our current time. So I think that's the similarity between them. Other than that, they're very different films in what they try to do, but they do share that in common, and that's nice to see. People always ask me, well, you know, why do you like horror movies so much? And these are perfect examples, because horror is not just frivolous. The best horror has characters and themes and ideas and substance to it, and it can be used to address issues that we're facing in our world today. And here are two examples of why I love horror so much.
Well, and historically, if you really look back on it, like historically, horror movies have been the one genre of all entertainment that has always kind of reflected what was going on in the world. And even as far back as like one of the classics, like was Night of the Living Dead. You know, that was a very strong social commentary in that movie when, you know, the one guy that survives, the hero, the, you know, the black man, gets shot. You know, I hate to ruin it for you, like 50-year-old spoiler alert, but but he winds up getting shot in the end without any questions. Like, they just shoot and don't ask questions. They think he's just another monster, you know what I mean? And it's just, you know, George Romero had that pegged from the gate, and this was back in, you know, civil rights era at its infancy, you know?
Absolutely, and one of the things that's happened with the success of Jordan Peele's horror movies is that there's this contingent of people online who are complaining about, oh, why do horror movies have to be political? I miss the days when horror movies weren't political. Horror was always political,
always.
And Night of the Living Dead is a perfect example. That movie is 52 years old, and it was political. There have been plenty of other political horror films since then. It's woven into the fabric of it. So when people make that claim, I always have to kind of snicker a little bit.
Right. They don't really know what they're watching. That's the truth.
Right.
So when you want to talk about things that are political or things that have been politicized, you and I were kind of going back and forth on another thing, this movie Cuties that has become the driving force for, like, it seems conservatives and, you know, just, I don't even want to peg it as just conservatives, maybe just religious people or just people who are, for some reason, they're so afraid of sex and the idea of it. And the biggest problem with, you know, obviously if a movie gratuitously over-sexualizes children, as they're accusing this movie of doing, then that's not right. But I don't you feel that people are just jumping the gun on things these days? Like, they're just immediately condemning things without actually viewing them?
Well, in this case, I think that's definitely true. And let me preface this by saying that I'm not going to step into my own politics when I say what I'm about to say, because, you know, I try to keep my personal politics out of it. I'm going to just look at the movie.
Sure.
But the people who are criticizing it, one of whom is Senator Ted Cruz, who's been a very vocal opponent of it, they've admitted that they haven't actually seen it. I've seen the film. Now, admittedly, the film is uncomfortable to watch on purpose. The story, I mean, people are calling it child pornography, which it is not. And I take offense to that term as somebody who, you know, understands what child pornography actually is.
Right.
You know, and I think we need to make that distinction there. That is something that legitimately puts children in harm's way. This movie does not do that. But the movie is about how social media is encouraging young girls to sexualize themselves from an earlier and earlier age. And the film is very critical of that phenomenon. The problem is that in order to criticize it, you've got to show it a little bit. And I think that's something that people might feel a little uncomfortable with, and the film wants you to feel uncomfortable with it. So I think that all of this calling it child pornography and all this outrage over it is really misplaced, or from people who haven't seen it, because if you see the film and you understand how to read a film, you'll understand that this movie is being critical of that phenomenon. It is not endorsing it or celebrating it.
Right, and I also heard that, again, and a lot of other movies have fallen victim to this. I also heard that the way it was publicized, or the way that it was marketed in America, was also kind of a problem with this movie. We actually kind of did it a disservice and made it look like something that it wasn't.
Right, the first poster that Netflix released for it. The movie ends with a big dance sequence where these 11-year-old girls are dressed in relatively little clothing, and they used that as the poster image, and that made it seem like that's what the movie was about. And that's really not. That's the end of the film.
Right. So I think the message here has to be just watch stuff before you start throwing that pedophile word around. Like it's just awful. Because this woman who made this movie, first off, people in Europe aren't as squeamish about sex as we are here in America, number one. So it's a French movie. Two, she made this piece of art to reflect her own life. You know, to reflect her own experience. So it's not like she's making some piece of fiction that, right. You know, she's trying to, you know, and it's made by a woman on top of that. So it's like, not that women can't be pedophiles, but geez, I mean, come on.
Yeah, and I read an interview with her, and for the dance sequences, she used a lot of editing, you know, so it looks like the girls are doing this very provocative dance all at one time, and they weren't. They were doing a section here, a section there, and it's the magic of editing that brings it together. But here's where the hypocrisy for me lies in. A couple years ago, there was a movie called Good Boys that you may remember.
I brought this up, dude. I said the same thing.
Yeah, three 11-year-old boys, in the course of that movie, they watch pornography online, they carry drugs around, and at one scene in the film, they find a parent's bedroom that is filled with sex toys, including a swing, which they all sit there and play with, and nobody was calling that movie child pornography. You make a serious movie, a drama, about girls, and suddenly everybody's upset about it.
Mike McGranahan, this is why, see, I said it at the beginning, this is why not all critics get my attention, because I literally said the same thing in a Facebook discussion with somebody. I said there was a movie that came out a few years back about some young boys who were, you know, they were doing all kinds of different things, and they were speaking, you know, they were using horrifying language and the whole thing that would, you know, same type of thing. And yet, for some reason, nobody said anything because it was boys. And it's not right. And it's not right. And I agree with you 100%. Movie Mike McGranahan.
Yeah, boys watching pornography is fine, but girls dancing seductively is not okay.
Right. And the girls dancing seductively is a real thing. As someone who has been forced since, you know, back in 2000 when I used to work at Disney World in Florida, I used to have to watch cheerleading competitions and dance competitions. And that's not a far stretch. I've seen some things, man.
I'm sure you have.
So, Movie Mike McGranahan, his website is aisleseat.com. He is a staff writer at Ranker. His Twitter feed is at aisleseat. Be sure to follow because you get this level of discussion and insight into movies and, you know, everything surrounding a movie. Thank you for your time, as usual, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, I had fun. Thanks, Chris.
Take care of yourself, man.
You too.